You're listening to SBS News.
What colour is this in Samoan?
Moana.
We were actually learning the colours of the language in Samoan.
Princess Avia is a law student of Samoan heritage who's on a mission to pass on the language of her culture. So, after she attends church in Brisbane each Sunday, she shares her new language skills with a group of children, including her own extended family.
They just were so excited to be able to connect with themselves and even with their parents and our grandparents. So it's been a really great experience, and seeing their joy from being able to learn something that really connects them to their parents, to each other.
Princess grew up in New Zealand speaking English, and after moving to Brisbane in 2008, began to feel a lack while attending church services with her Samoan Australian community, as she explains.
I would be quite frustrated because I couldn't understand what they were singing about and then even what they were talking about. And I think that really put in a desire for me to continue to learn the language.
However, the need became more urgent when her Samoan-speaking grandmother, Moira Logo, became ill, and Princess was unable to translate vital medical information.
When I took my grandma to the hospital, and I couldn't actually explain what the doctor was saying to her.
What followed was a passing down of knowledge and sharing of culture between 85-year-old Moira and 25-year-old Princess, and the experience has deeply enriched her life.
Grandma has said that one thing about learning the language is you learn your culture and your tradition, but it also helps you to learn to love who you are and love others.
And Princess's initiative has earned high praise from her church congregation, as her mother Helen explains.
Our elders, they gained respect. They saw that here is a young person who spoke mainly English, now learning Samoan. They were absolutely proud.
Princess has gone a step further with a business idea to develop a Samoan language program for children. Her local region of Logan is home to almost 7,000 people of Samoan heritage, and she hopes her project can assist others like herself to reconnect with their culture.
So the idea is a Samoan language speaking school, and it's something that I would have loved to go to growing up and even in the past couple of years. And I saw there weren't any around locally, so I thought this would be a really great idea to help empower other young Samoan, young children and even teenagers and adults to come along and realise that it is possible to learn the language.
She has developed her plan through the Women's Leadership and Development Program, a national initiative funded by the Australian government.
I ended up doing an online workshop with the Accelerator for Enterprising Women, and it was fabulous just speaking with other women who have gone before me and even just continuing to see that there's a place for me in this business community.
Female founders are underrepresented in Australia, with one woman for every 1.8 male entrepreneurs. However, Princess is among a growing number of young women seeking to start their own ventures during the pandemic due to workplace uncertainty. And she has applied for funds to grow her language project through the Accelerator for Enterprising Women's Kickstarter Challenge. Spokesperson Jessica Tancred explains.
A Kickstarter challenge is a competition where young women submit their business or entrepreneurial ideas and go in the running to win their share of $60,000 worth of seed capital funding, which could really be just what these young female founders need to kickstart their business and change their lives.
By learning to speak Samoan, Princess says she experiences the church sermons in a new way, understanding not only the words but the deeper meaning of the teaching, and she's determined to share that with others.
I would love for every Australian who is Samoan heritage to learn the language, because I know that it will change their life just as it has changed mine.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.